Well, if this is a new week, this must be a new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And so it is. I'm your host, Steve Webb, with episode number 286. How was your weekend? Of course, next Sunday is Father's Day, so I'm looking forward to that one for sure. Not only will I get to see my three sons, but I'll get to see my two daughters-in-law and my two granddaughters. I shall be a happy, happy man. If you didn't know what that music was, that means you're too young. That was music to a TV show from my childhood called My Three Sons. Anyway, before we get to next weekend, we have to make it through this week. I hope you're ready. Today we're on track two, and we'll finish Paul's letter to the Ephesians with a reading of chapters 5 and 6. Now, in chapter 4, Paul wrote about our unity in Christ and how believers are new creations because of Jesus. And since we're new, we should behave differently than the world does. This week our translation is the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let's begin. Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in love, as the Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. But sexual immorality and any impurity or greed should not even be heard of among you, as is proper for saints. Coarse and foolish talking or crude joking are not suitable, but rather giving thanks. For know and recognize this: every sexually immoral or impure or greedy person who is an idolater does not have an inheritance in the kingdom of the Messiah and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty arguments, for God's wrath is coming on the disobedient because of these things. Therefore, do not become their partners. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light results in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, discerning what is pleasing to the Lord. Don't participate in the fruitless works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. Everything exposed by the light is made clear, for what makes everything clear is light. Therefore it is said, "Get up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and the Messiah will shine on you." Pay careful attention, then, to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless actions, but be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives are to submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. He did this to present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands are to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hates his own flesh, but provides and cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, since we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I am talking about Christ and the church. To sum up, each one of you is to love his wife as himself, and the wife is to respect her husband. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents as you would the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may live a long life in the land. Fathers, don't stir up anger in your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your human masters with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Don't work only while being watched in order to please men, but as slaves of Christ, do God's will from your heart. Serve with a good attitude, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good each one does, slave or free, he will receive this back from the Lord. And masters, treat your slaves the same way, without threatening them, because you know that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. Stand therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. Pray also for me, that the message may be given to me when I open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. For this I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might be bold enough in him to speak as I should. Tychicus, our dearly loved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me so that you may be informed. I am sending him to you for this very reason, to let you know how we are and to encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless the reading of His Word. Paul spends most of these final two chapters discussing how different groups of people should behave. And then his last words, apart from the farewell at the very end, he talks to all believers about the spiritual warfare that we're in and how we can be ready for battle. Make no mistake, my friend, we are in a war, and no believer gets an excuse from the front lines. The second you decided to become a follower of Jesus, the enemy, the destroyer of souls, Satan, declared war on you, specifically and personally. You don't want to go into battle unprepared, and Paul told us what we must do to engage and be the best warrior we can be. Paul says to put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil. If you're going into battle, it's essential that you have the full armor. Why would you leave anything that can help you be victorious behind? Put on the full armor. What is the full armor? Well, the first thing to put on is the truth like a belt around your waist. Truth is the base, the foundation of our armor. How can you know the truth? Well, if you're listening to this show, I think you know the answer to that question. You must read and know what God's Word says, and you need to know all of it. You should never stop being a student of the Bible. I've read the entire Bible several times now, and I always learn something new each time I read it. Gird yourself with the truth. The next thing Paul says to put on as you don your armor is righteousness like armor on your chest. Other translations call this the breastplate of righteousness. It protects your vital organs and your heart. And as believers, we have been given the righteousness of Christ. This will enable us to resist the attacks of Satan, as Jesus resisted him in the desert. Next, we need to protect our feet with the sandals of readiness for the gospel of peace. When Paul wrote this, Roman soldiers wore brass greaves or shoes which protected them from gall traps, which was like an early form of landmine, and sharp sticks placed by the enemies. The readiness for the gospel of peace refers to the steady resolve and even progress that we can make in the battle. We are to, in every situation, take the shield of faith. Some translations say, above all or over all, take the shield of faith. How useless would we be in the spiritual battle if we did not have faith? This truly is the thing that is absolutely necessary. Satan can throw his worst at you, and if you have the shield of faith, he cannot defeat you. The Romans carried shields that could completely protect them from any attack from the front. It was tall enough to cover them from head to toe, and this is the kind of shield that Paul had in mind. The faith that God gives us can do the same. Next is the helmet of salvation. Properly translated, this could read the hope of salvation, the helmet of the hope of salvation. Of course, the helmet protects the brain, the mind. This is not the kind of hope that says, I hope I get a new bike for Christmas, but the assured expectation of that which will happen. When we know that we know that we know that Jesus is the victor, the enemy will not be able to attack our minds with doubt or thoughts of giving up the fight. And finally, we're to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word, the Bible. Going back to the time when Satan tempted Jesus in the desert, how did Jesus deal with the temptations the enemy threw at him? With the Word of God. He didn't try to reason with Satan or argue logic with him. He quoted Scripture. And what happened? Satan gave up. He left. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts through the lies of the enemy. Use it skillfully. Familiarize yourself with it. Make it yours. Learn it. Memorize it. Know how to find what you need in it. Become a student of it. If you daily put on the full armor of God, you will be prepared for the battles that inevitably come your way. And if you're not facing battles, then you're doing something wrong. If the enemy isn't attacking you, then he doesn't consider you a threat. A vital, effective believer should keep the enemy worried. I know I want to be the kind of Christian that makes the enemy lose sleep every night. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for episode number 286. And of course, you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. I know today was a bit of a long one, so I'll just make a quick sign off here. May God bless you richly. I will see you tomorrow. I'm Steve Webb.